This is the KASU 604 newscast for Friday, September 29th. I'm Brandon Tabor. There will be a primary race in 2018 for a state representative seat in Northeast Arkansas. Dr. Cole Peck of Jonesboro has announced that he plans to run as a Republican for state representative of District 53. Peck is a board-certified emergency medicine physician. He told Talk Business and Politics his experience as a physician will give him a well-rounded and considered approach to how he deals with topics in the legislature. Peck said his top priorities will be job creation, fiscal responsibility, and education. The seat is currently held by Dan Sullivan, also of Jonesboro, who is serving his second term. Attorneys for an Arkansas inmate scheduled to be put to death in November are asking a judge to spare his life, while a separate court filing involves one of the three drugs used in the execution process. For member station KUAR, Michael Hiblin has the latest.
Attorneys for Jack Rain argue the execution would violate the Constitution because the inmate suffers from a psychotic disorder. In a court filing, attorneys for Green are asking a Jefferson County judge to give Green a hearing to determine whether he is competent to be executed. Green was convicted of killing a man in 1991 who had accused Green of arson. Meanwhile, Arkansas's highest court says it'll move quickly to take up the case on whether officials should be required to release more information about one of its lethal injection drugs. The Arkansas Supreme Court on Thursday granted a motion to expedite the state's appeal of a judge's ruling that Arkansas released the drug labels for its supply of midazolam. On Wednesday, justices stopped from taking effect the judge's order that the materials be released by late Thursday afternoon. In Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiblin.
The U.S. Senate has overwhelmingly approved a North Dakota judge to serve on the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The Senate voted 95-1 yesterday to confirm Judge Ralph Erickson of Fargo to the St. Louis-based court. Clerk of the court, Michael Gaines, says Erickson will replace Kermit E. Bye, who retired last year. President Donald Trump nominated Erickson in June. He served in various judicial positions for nearly a quarter of a century. In 2003, he was nominated by President George W. Bush and confirmed by the U.S. Senate to serve as a federal judge. The 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals handles appeals from federal courts in the Dakotas, Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, and Nebraska. Follow KASU on social media. We're at KASU Public Radio on Facebook and at KASU on Twitter. I'm Brandon Tabor, KASU News.